talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. And it's starting to warm up out there a little bit. Currently here in the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center, we have 85.5 degrees, humidity's at 38. Looks like Hollis, Oklahoma, you're the warmest spot in the whole state. You and Mangum, 89 degrees, 86 degrees at Arnett, 85 degrees at Woodward, 88 degrees at Cherokee, Slap Out, 81, Beaver, 79 degrees. I think you guys are the cool spot in the state. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, we have 78 at Paladora Reservoir, 82 at Canadian, 87 at Wellington, 87 at Odell, and looks like the hot spot in the Texas Panhandle is Goodlet at 90 degrees. More coming up later on in the show. Got a great show in store for you guys today. Coming on in the third and fourth segment, I'm going to have Sheila Kelso from Woodward, Oklahoma on. And we're going to be talking about the Pay It Forward essay contest. And we're going to have the first winner from last year is going to be on with us also. Going to talk to them because the winner receives a doe, goat. It's a pretty cool program. A lot more to it, and we'll save that for later on in the show. First of all, let's get started. And, oh, I want to shout out a big thank you to the JK Honey Farm. They just dropped me off a jar of 100% pure honey in a really cool mason jar, and also some honeycomb in a container over there. So anyway, but they asked me for some help, and I'll see if you guys can help us out. They are looking for 200-300 gallons, maybe one of those tote fulls of corn syrup. Right now, they're having to go down into mid part of Texas to get it, and I don't. It's got to be food grade corn syrup. So if anybody knows how to find or knows where any's at, 580-225-9697. Shoot me a message and I'll pass it on to them, and they would appreciate it. Anyway, 100% local raw honey. Anyway, if you guys want some honey, I'll give them a free shout out here. 505-859-6538. 505-859-6538. If you want some local honey. And I'm looking at it. Man, it is pretty, too. All right, let's get on with the show. We'll see what happened overnight. Want to? Okay. Grain and soybean futures were lower in overnight trading amid a potential revival of the agreement to allow ag exports from Ukraine and some wet weather moves back into the U.S. Midwest. The president of Turkey, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, or you guys don't want to hear me pronounce it, plans to visit Russia soon, and they're going to check it out with President Putin about reviving the Black Sea Grain Initiative. I don't know. I'm actually kind of tired of it, to be honest with you, because they're over here with their little war going on between Ukraine and Russia, and they're playing chess with food prices in the world. And it's not right, because it affects us here in the United States as it does. The prices are all down today. All grains are down today. They're in the red, and it's just a bunch of nonsense. But I guess it's just the same as, oh, it's going to rain in Iowa, bam, prices go down. So you know how I feel about that. So, but back here in the U.S., meanwhile, non-severe storms are expected in parts of Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan today, according to the National Weather Service. About 56% of the U.S. corn crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday. down from 58% a week earlier, according to the USDA. 9% was mature at the start of the week, up from 4% the previous week. Just over half, 51%, was dented versus 35% a week ago. Some 58% of the U.S. soybeans earned top ratings, down 1 percentage point week to week for the government. 5% of the crop was dropping leaves, while 91% was setting pods. A heat wave the past couple weeks curbed prospects for both corn and beans in much of the Midwest as temperatures last week reached well into the triple digits. Rainfall will favor northern and central areas of the Corn Belt today and northwestern areas Thursday and Friday, said Don Keeney, an agriculture meteorologist with Maxar. Rains over the weekend improved moisture, he said, in southern areas, but limited rains over the next 10 days will allow moisture to decline again. Wheat futures for September delivery was down 3 cents to 6.14 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures dropped 6 cents to 7.43 and 3/4 cents a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery fell 1.5 pennies to 4.94 and 3/4 cents a bushel. Soybeans for November delivery lost 8.25 to 13.97.5 a bushel. Soy meal declined 360 to 415 a short ton, while soy oil lost 0.15 cents to 63.3 cents a pound. Corn assessments for offshore delivery in the last 7 days that ended on August 24th to that point was reported at $597,000 metric tons, the agency said. That's up from 510,000 a week earlier, but way behind the 699 examined the same period last year. Wheat inspections were up to 390,000 metric tons, up from 311,000 tons a week before, still down from 631,000 tons assessed same point in 2022. Soybeans for exports rose to 322,000 metric tons, and just barely beat out the week before at 320,000, but well behind the 509,000 tons assessed same week last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the USDA has inspected 36.8 million metric tons of corn for exports, down from 54.6 million during the same time frame a year earlier, and they only got a few days to make that up. I don't think it's going to happen. Soybean inspections since the beginning of September now stand at 51.9 million metric tons, and that's 56.5 million tons during the same period last year, so it's down also. Wheat assessments since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st is now at 4.03 million metric tons, trailing the 5.13 million tons examined last year. Storms everywhere but here. Florida is getting ready, braced for what's coming to see them tomorrow sometime. But anyway, storms are forecast for parts of eastern Iowa and northern Illinois today through severe weather isn't as expected. Lightning will be the main hazard associated with any storms that roll through the area. Michigan and Indiana, scattered thunderstorms are anywhere, just gusty winds to that area. Florida is preparing to be hit by what's now Hurricane Adela. I guess that's how you say that, which will intensify before hitting the Gulf Coast on the state tomorrow. Winds associated with the storm were up to 75 miles an hour already this morning. There's a risk of a storm surge of 8 to 12 feet along the coast of on the Florida Gulf Coast. And you guys remember they got hit hard last year, and I got friends that live over there on the Gulf Coast, and they have not recovered totally from that yet. So here they're getting ready to get it again. Hurricane conditions are expected within portions of the hurricane warning area along the Florida Gulf Coast with the potential for destructive winds. Right now it's a 1. They're expecting it to be a 3 when it hits there. Well, let's take a Stockman's Veterinary Clinic break. And when I come back, I'll have something about them. I'll have a little forecast going out for out here in the Texas Panhandle. And we'll do some cattle reports, do some live cattle numbers now. And man, oh man, looking at those numbers from Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction in Elk City Friday, numbers are creeping up. So stand by. We'll see what happens when I get back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it. And it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website. WallEquip.com. WallEquip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 north in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service. 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic. Happy hour. I picked Wellington, Texas. It's 86 degrees. Heat index is 85. Humidity is 34. Dew point's 54. The winds are out of the northwest at 4 miles an hour with gusts all the way up to 5 miles an hour. So far, 0.92 inches of rain, month-to-date precipitation for Wellington. Red flag minutes today, 0, 8-inch soil temperature, 88 degrees. So there you have it. Well, we are seeing a dramatic increase in foot rot cases as a result of all the recent moisture up until a few weeks ago. Early treatment is the key to avoid production loss and to minimize hoof, toe, and joint damage. Let us help as soon as lameness is detected. Also, please remember to keep an eye on your pets and livestock as ticks are thriving. Ticks carry diseases for our pets and rob our livestock of production and weight gains. Contact us for easy treatment and prevention programs for all species. It's also time to start planning spring calf working and a vaccination program for your cow herds. Call us and we can get work together on a program and schedule that will fit your needs and production schedule. Also providing the full line of equine services, including vaccines and dental. Remember that good clean water is the most important nutrient for all of our pets and livestock. Please check your water sources regularly. Proudly serving all Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, providing full service to all species in a complete mixed animal practice. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after-hours emergency service. And they will be closed this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The vet clinic will be, just a friendly reminder. Also, the Hobart Stockyards will not be having their goat and sheep sale this coming Saturday. So the next one, I think, is October 4th. It's the first Saturday in October, whatever day that is. Anyway, so they'll have that coming up. So remember that will be doing. And thank you very much for whoever sent that in on the corn syrup. I will pass that along. And let's see. All right, let's see what's happening on the markets right now. Let me update it. It looks like, yep, the grains are all still in the red. Corn for September, 476. December, 493. Soybeans for September, 1388. Soybean meal for September, 422.50. And soybean oil for October, September, 66.73. Hard red winter wheat, September 7.23, down over 14, 7.36 for December. Oats are up, 4.86 for September. December oats, 5.10. Live cattle, August 181.17. October 181.57. December 185.82. February 189.75. And feeder cattle for August 250.75. September 254.07. Lean hogs for October 81.20. December 73.25. February 77.57. Cotton, October 87 cents a pound. December 86 cents a pound. What's sugar doing? SugarDaddy.com out there in Delhi, America, the heart of Beckham County. He's back in the green again. He's over 25 cents a pound for October, so he's making money. It looks like oil, West Texas Intermediate, is up a little bit, 53 cents to 80.63 a barrel for October. Natural gas is down for September to 55. S&P, NASDAQ, Dow, you're all in the green. Even the Japanese yen is in the green. The Mexican peso is in the red. All right, let's see what happened. I got those. Let's start with Elk City Friday. Looks like they had 1,466 head. And on the steers, Brandon just sent me a text back. They will be having a sale in Elk City Friday. Well, anyway, got some cattle to sell. Bring them on in. The buyers will be there. 410 pound steers from Elk City, brought 330 a pound. Some 504 pounders from Briscoe, brought 298. And then some 584 pounders from Briscoe, brought 273. And from Sayre, some 726 pounders, brought 253. On the heifer side, a few of them real quick. From Arapahoe, 30 head, 467 pound average on heifers, brought 276. And then about 15 from Raiden that were winged, 683 weights, brought 243. Nice price for them. Bred cows were bringing anywhere from $900 to $24.25. Butcher bulls up to $1.29. Butcher cows up to $1.19.50. Pairs were bringing anywhere from $1,500 to $3,400. And this is all at Elk City. Over here east of Clinton on I-40 at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, they had 1,573 head. Let's check out some 400-pounders from Mountain View, 486 to be exact, 278 from Clinton, some 632-pound steers, 268 also. And then from Leedy, 640-pounders, brought 259. From Mountain View, 782-pounders, brought 252.50. There's a big bunch from Wheeler, 95 head to be exact, 770-pound average, 250.75. And I think these are the ones I seen on Facebook last night from a gentleman down there between Canute and Burns Flat. 27 head of steers, bringing 1,057, brought 227. Pretty good, pretty nice. On heifers, we had some from Longdale, 570-pounders, brought 246. Had a nice bunch, 100 head actually, from Clarendon of heifers that weighed 739, brought 242.35. Pretty nice. Not much action on the cows and bulls over there. They have butcher cows bringing up to 125.50. Butcher bulls was bringing up to 139. The market went up a little bit over the weekend. Quickly here, just a overview from the USDA on receipts in Oklahoma last week. 21,014 head sold through the sale barns compared to 31,000 the week before and 32,000 a year ago. Looks like feeder cattle was 86% of that. Slaughter cows were 10% of that. And replacement cows was 2.5% of that. So that's on, that's 0.5% more than it's been any other time this year. So compared to last week, feeder steers steady to $3 lower. Feeder heifers $2 to $3 lower. Demand was moderate to good. Steer calves $2 to $4 lower. Heifer calves $8 to $10 lower, except for 5 to 600 pounds, and they were steady. Demand was moderate for calves. High pressure systems has a strong hold on southern and Midwest states with temperatures all topping around 100 degrees. This is limiting demand for calves. Slaughter cows and bulls still steady to $1 lower. Packer demand was moderate to good. So anyway, it was pretty good. And we'll go over some more of these numbers later on in the week. So just a friendly reminder before we go to the break here, Stockman's Veterinary Clinic will be closed this Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Hobart Stockyard will not be having their sheep and goat sale Saturday, and the Elk City Livestock Auction will be going on Friday. So there you have. Hope that helps you out a little bit. Anyway, let's take a break and come back. We've got some people to talk to, so be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day, and you flipped the switch on that machine, and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 28th. 1,573 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 486 brought 278. 19 at 632 brought 268. 14 at 672 brought 246. 13 at 782 brought 252.50. 20 at 872 brought 235. 10 at 979 brought 227. 27 at 1057 brought 227. 7 head of heifers at 481 brought 233. 9 at 554 brought 239. 8 at 646 brought 235.50. 6 at 689 brought 219. 13 at 750 brought 231. 11 at 813 brought 228. 3 at 855 brought 215. Butcher cows were 40 to 125.50. Butcher bulls brought 100 to 139. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Let's get my forecast up here. And since Sheila's on the line with me, I'm going to do Woodward if it'll come up. We got dial-up going on up here. Bear with me here a second. Maybe it'll... There we go. Currently at Woodward, it's 86 degrees, feels like 85. The winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles an hour. Sunset at 8:12. Humidity's at 37%. Today, 90 degrees. Tomorrow, 90. Thursday, 94. And then back to reality of summer. Friday, 98 and hot. And Saturday, triple digits, 100 degrees. But it doesn't look like there's a lot of wind, so that's a good thing. All right, joining me on the line right now, we got a big 3-4-5-way call going on here probably. I'm not sure, but anyway, we're going to see if this works. Welcome to the show, Miss Sheila Kelso from Woodward, Oklahoma. I almost said Weatherford. But anyway, how's things up north?
They are good. They're good, a whole lot better than they were last week. You're talking about those 100 digits have been pretty miserable, but we're enjoying this little reprieve we've got.
Yeah, I seen, when I come into Elk City this morning, I seen the greenskeeper there on the golf course inside the highway. He had a hoodie on. So it was good. I know it wasn't from being sunburned. Well, Sheila, you messaged us on Facebook, the radio station, and I'm so glad you did, because I don't know how I missed this last year. And so we're going to go forward with it this year, but you're doing a deal that they're calling Pay It Forward Essay Contest. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, so we started this last year. I have a business called Slingin' Stone Show Goats, and myself, and with partnership with some folks that great friends of mine in New Mexico, we raised a few show goats. And last year, we were really fortunate. We had just an amazing year, and the New Mexico show season is significantly different than the Oklahoma show season. So we had raised a weather that was really pretty good, and my partners in New Mexico, the Scotts, they were done with him in October, and we were discussing what we were going to do with him. And of course, our first thought was to bring him to Oklahoma and sell him. And I just really felt like maybe we were thinking about it wrong, and that we should give somebody an opportunity to be gifted a goat. And so that's how it was born. Basically, we just came together and said, you know what, let's do that. And we created a, it's called an essay contest, but it's probably more like a questionnaire. The kids have to be nominated by either their ag teacher or their 4-H leader. So we want to make sure that some people that will be there to support them see these kids that work hard and just might need somebody just to give them a shot. So we open it up to all Oklahoma kids. Last year we gave the weather. This year we have a doe kid that's been graciously donated for this year's essay winner by Ace Farms, which Ace Farms is kind of down by Elk City.
Okay.
So that's really how it was born, because we just really felt like we needed to be obedient, and sometimes being obedient is uncomfortable. And we feel like if we're not, if it's not a little bit uncomfortable, maybe we're not doing quite everything God's asking us to do. So that's really where it was born from.
Right. Well, it sounds wonderful. And so last year was the weather. And
yeah.
And then what's the, so who's the judge? Who makes the final call on this?
So what we did last year is it is totally, I receive all of the emails that have all the links. And the answers that the kids provide, and I take out all of the names, the kid and the ag instructor, and I number all of them. So we're just looking at a number. We're not looking at a name or a town or anything like that. Last year it was my daughter Paisley, who's 16, and she shows, and then our partners in New Mexico. They got the numbered files and went through and picked out a top three. And then we all came together and kind of decided who the ultimate winner was going to be. This year, because Ace Farms is donating the Doe Goat, they're going to be included, as well as last year's winner. We want that last year's winner to participate in the selection.
Well, speaking of last year's winner, I think he's on the line with us, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Hazen Lester, congratulations from last year.
Yeah, thank you.
And well, tell us about it. I mean, how'd you find out about it? Who nominated you? And can you give us a sneak preview of the questions that you were asked last year?
So I was nominated by my ag teacher, Ira Jackson, and
that's from where?
Did it?
Which town?
Warner.
Okay.
Warner, Oklahoma.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
And I did it just thinking, didn't know if I was actually gonna do it, like do any good at it, or actually, you know, win it at all. I did it because I was wanting to start the show Ghosts, and he nominated me. What were some of the questions?
Some of the questions were, how would you pay it forward?
Some of the questions were how I would pay it forward. What would I do with the goat? Kind of just questions like that.
So what did you do with that goat?
Well, I ended up showing it that year. Went to quite a few jackpots with them. Went to my local county and regional.
All right.
My local county and regional show, I did pretty decent with them. Wasn't the greatest shower, but I actually had the Kester family help me show. They were out here kind of in the northeast, so I had them help me with my showmanship, and then we ended up overall going to OIE. At local, I won my first buckle with him.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really special to me.
Yeah.
And and then I ended up getting top six at OIE in the showmanship with him.
Oh, so you improved your showmanship quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, that this contest really helped me with my showmanship, because just the Sheila and then the Kesters, they all helped me with my showing and all that.
Yeah, that was probably one of the coolest things that we observed starting this last year. You know, we provide a feed scholarship to the recipient because we know feed's not cheap, and we know that to feed them right, it takes some extra supplements and stuff like that. So I just threw it out on Facebook that we had a winner, and we were just looking for some help to get him stuff. Man, it was crazy amazing the way people pitched in. We had people, we put on a goat show here in November, and that's when Hazen came up to get the goat, and there was a supply trailer at the show, and I had people call and say, hey, just go to that supply trailer, get what you think he needs,
and charge
and,
it.
I'll pay for it, you know. Or we had a guy from New Mexico call me and say, hey, I think this is awesome, I'm going to buy this supplement. And then the Kesters, of course, which raised show goats too, they're over by Nowata. The weather that he got was actually out of one of their bucks. So they were really connected with him, and he got to go to their house and work out with anybody who had purchased a goat from them. So the doors really opened, and it was pretty neat to see all these people come together.
Oh, it sounds awesome. Sounds perfect. It sounds like a dream come true. So, Hazen, what did you learn from this?
So I learned that hard work really does pay off, because I got them not knowing much, and really just working with him and listening to all of Sheila's advice, all of Kester's advice, anybody's advice that they would give me, and actually just putting in the work, that it really did just pay off and increase my knowledge and opened up my mind to all of it.
So what was
and
his name?
Also, what'd you say?
What was his name?
Luke.
Okay.
We still have him too, so.
All right, so we need to know who we're talking about. So okay, let's talk some more about Luke. So what else did you learn? I'm sorry.
With Luke, he really taught me how to show weather. He was my first show weather, really my first show goat, if I'm being honest, that had any sort of competitive chance.
Right.
And I ended up putting all my time into the showing, and it's really opened up doors for me, opened up different opportunities, and overall, it's just been a really great time.
So, and then you say opened up doors. What kind of doors did it open up?
So it's really helped me make a lot of connections all throughout the state with Noah Haulers, Caden Church, and Jet Smith, all of them. Noah Haulers, he's actually helping me provide my goats for this show season, so that was one of the doors that opened, and just really getting to know a lot of different people in this show goat industry, it's just really just changed a lot.
And so you had showed prior to this, right?
I showed really only two shows with goats. Yeah, really only two at two shows. That
okay.
was about it.
So you got some pretty good experience out of this, too, because you had a competitive goat.
Yes, sir. I definitely did.
You did. Well, if you guys don't go nowhere, please, we need to take a break. And when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. And we're going to finish up with Hazen. And I got a couple questions for his mom, because she's on here, too. And then we'll finish up with Sheila talking about what's going on this year and how you can get involved in this Pay It Forward essay contest. It's a pretty cool deal what you're doing, Sheila. And Hazen, congratulations on winning that last year. It sounds like it changed your lifestyle a little bit there.
Oh, yeah, it definitely did.
Okay, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
When they call you, they want you to answer the phone, and whether it's Sunday, Saturday, or Monday, they also want customer service. Do what you say you're going to do. I mean, because when they're in a bind, they're in a bind. You want that company to think of you first. Oh, we need this. Well, call Brock. You call me. We'll get it taken care of. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing, and if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done to a farmer, tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
H2O Bait, Tackle, and More is passionate about helping you get the most out of your fishing experiences. Whether you're chasing trophy bass or simply spending a relaxing day on the water, they have an abundant selection of rods, reels, hooks, and lures, all from the top brands in the industry. While you're there, they'll hook you up with the right equipment for whatever type of fish you are trying to catch. So come see for yourself the biggest selection of fishing gear and accessories in Western Oklahoma at H2O Bait, Tackle, and More on Pioneer Road in Elk City.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
The Elk City Rodeo is more than just a rodeo. It's getting together with family and friends, standing up for the American flag and for what's right, pride in who we are. Hi, everybody. Wayne Brooks here, inviting you to the 85th anniversary of the Elk City Rodeo this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Brought to you by Doug Gray Dodge and Ram. Tickets are on sale online at elkcityrodeo.com, at Circle A Western Wear, and at the Arena Ticket Office. The Elk City Rodeo this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See you there.
We're living in just such a world of automated. You call somewhere, and you've got to go through how many buttons and numbers to get to someone that maybe might know what you're talking about. First National Bank, you call one phone number, you get to speak to me. The ease and convenience, I think, for the customer, and then just the confidence that they leave knowing they've built a relationship with their banker, the staff as well, that they can call on for help. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Now pick the big town of Mangum, capital of Greer County. 91 degrees, 88. That's what it feels like with that north wind. 52 is the dew point. Humidity is 27. Sunset at 8:10. It won't be long. We won't be getting past 8 o'clock with the sunset. So days are shortening. Today it shows 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms. Tonight, 10% chance of thunderstorms. And then reality's back. 96 tomorrow, Thursday 98 and hot. Hot and 100 degrees Friday and hot and 101 Saturday. Well, on the phone with me right now is Mrs. Sheila Kelso from Woodward, Oklahoma. And also we have Hazen and Leslie Lester on here. Hazen was the first winner of the Pay It Forward essay contest last year, and he was given a weather goat, and his name's Luke. We got that out of Hazen. His name is Luke. Well, on to my Mrs. Lester, Hazen's mom, Leslie. What did you, was how exciting was that, and did it turn your son's did it turn him up a notch of taking responsibilities and stuff?
Oh yeah, it was super exciting. He actually got told that he won by his ag teacher at school. He had no idea when he went to school that morning, and got brought into the office and told. And when we found out, we were shocked. I mean, we had really no plan of winning that. I mean, everybody hopes you will, but you know, you think, well, I deserve it, but everybody does. So
it was like winning the lottery, wasn't it?
Yeah, you buy a lottery ticket thinking, I really need this, but
never get it.
So. Yeah, exactly. So when we found out, we didn't really know what to think. When Luke arrived at our house, he's part of the family, that's for sure. And it changed a lot in Hazen's life. He sure became more confident, you know, when it took him a while because he'd never shown like that. And he would get down and, I'm not doing it right. We would call Sheila. We probably called her 18 times a day. What are we doing wrong? And when he finally clicked, he won his first buckle. That was a pretty big deal for us, you know, only showing a year, and then for him to win that. And then going to OYE and top six in showman, or top five, six, I'm not sure which one he was, but just after spending, you know, a couple hours with Sheila, it really just, this year, he's been a whole different kid. He got the animals this year. He's in the barn for hours. And, you know, before that, he'd go up there and he would mess with them for a little while, but he just had no, I don't know, drive, I guess. But now he sure does. I mean, when he goes to a show, he wants to win. His confidence, he knows he can do it. And I credit all of that to Sheila and the Scotts. And he's a different kid because of Luke. We always say Luke will never leave our house because he's what changed Hazen. So.
Well, that's an awesome story. And Hazen, one more question before we get back to Sheila so she can tell about how we can people can enroll in it this year. Have you thought about what you're going to do to pay it forward now?
Yeah, I've thought about it in quite a few ways. I've tried to help quite a few people in their, from what little knowledge I know of showing. Right. I've helped this one girl, where was it at? It was here in Warner. I kept helping her after school every couple days, and she ended up going to a jackpot somewhere and winning the showmanship class. So I was pretty proud of her for that. That was one way I have tried to pay it forward. And really, one day I'd like to do what I can. I like to do what I can to help out this contest in whichever way I can. And hopefully one day I'd like to be able to, maybe if I get to be able to raise some goats, maybe give one of them out or something like that. But really, I just like to pay it forward in whichever way I find possible.
Well, that's a perfect answer, and I knew where Warner was, but I had to Google it. And you guys live over there in Paradise between Eufaula and Kerr Reservoir in Tahlequah.
Yep.
How cool is that?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
it's probably not really very cool.
No, though. It's probably not cool right now. Yeah. Hey, but they got plenty of water to go get over in there. Well, anyway, before we let you and your mom go, congratulations on winning this last year. And like I said, I hope someday, like you said, you'll be able to pay it forward, because, you know, I've done it a couple times with some show heifers or some heifers or some steers down here, let some people show them, you know, and because I was helped when I was in FFA. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't through an SA contest. It was just, you know, a guy says, hey, you want to show one of my pigs? And I did really well with it, and I got hooked on it, and then blah blah blah, and all of a sudden I was showing sheep. So it really is great for people to help out some of these kids, and it's you know, it's just a great thing. And congratulations, and good job with him, Mom. Sounds like he's a good kid.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Sheila, let's get back to the this year's contest. How does people get involved with or get enrolled in that? I know you said earlier, but let's repeat it, how they do this, get a hold of their ag teacher, or how they do this.
Right, yeah. I mean, we're really, I think that the ag teachers and the 4-H leaders, those are the people who see the kids that this program is designed for. They're the kids that come in and give 110%, but maybe, you know, they just aren't in a position, their folks aren't in a position to purchase them a competitive animal, or maybe they just never thought that they would have this opportunity, maybe kind of like Hazen and his mom stated. So we really desire for the ag teacher and the 4-H leader to be like, you know, I know exactly which kids would benefit from this. And I'm going to try and say this without getting emotional, because I get emotional about this deal.
Okay.
Because FFA changed my life. You know, it wasn't always easy at home.
Right.
And my ag teacher, he was amazing. And what it did for me, I just want to give that opportunity to other kids. And even though it seems really silly, God has really given us goats as a ministry. Hazen didn't mention it, but one of the most incredible things that happened through this entire year, well, we met him in November, so it hasn't even been a year, but we feel really strongly that we just need to get kids into our environment and our atmosphere to allow them to find the path that they're designed to follow. And so one of the greatest things that happened this year was Hazen got baptized. And
awesome.
I'll give it all up. Oh, sell every goat on the place if we can get kids to do that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's really what it's about. And the incredible thing is Ace Farms, that's participating, that's donated the doe kid this year.
Yeah, from Cheyenne.
They are totally on board with that as well. We've already had a guy hit me up, say, hey, I've got a doe goat. Leave me a spot for next year. I want to give a doe goat. So it's really a crazy, amazing thing, but I know that there are ag teachers out there, or 4-H leaders, or maybe extension agents even, that just know the kids that would just, all they got to do is have somebody that gives them an opportunity and will pour into their life. And I know that Leslie said they called me 100 times, but that's okay. That's the point of this, because even though we show very competitively, we'll give every bit of it away if we can positively influence a kid's life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. So, and I guess you're going to, we got about a minute left here, and I'm guessing the OSU Extension agents all know about this. And
And if somebody needs to get a hold of me, they can, my phone number is 580-216-0670, or they can email me at She was it, which is SHESHE 9600@gmail.com.
Oh.
And I can get them connected to the essay. It's a table online, and it just sends me a link. The deadline is September 8th to turn the essay in, and then we will go through and do our probably selection of our top 10 and maybe connect with those. And if we need to do a phone interview, we might do a phone interview with a final 3 to narrow it down. But I'll tell you the reason why Hazen won last year is he said that it would change his parents' life too.
Oh, good. Awesome. So that's so good what you guys are doing. And like I said, you can get a hold of me if you want to, and I can forward the information on. And I got to go meet this Teal Cassie at Leedy, who's 4 years old and listens to the program. So,
oh, yeah, Teal thinks Teal is just over the moon for you. He's so excited.
So, anyway, thank you so much for joining me today, Sheila.
Thank you.
You guys have a wonderful day. And it's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
I'm Kevin Uretsky, Fox News. Hurricane Idalia is expected to hit the west coast of Florida tomorrow as a Category 3 hurricane, bringing as much as 7 feet of storm surge and 5 to 8 inches of rain throughout the northern portion of the state. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says workers are already getting ready to deal with expected power outages.
We anticipate that to be between 30,000 and 40,000.